Who's your dear goodbye?
Oh.
Yeah, it's Birgit. I thought you said your dog did not bite.
That is not my dog.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to NDL Dog Ball. This is Ron Stevens with your play-by-play, along with Joy Gridnick, joining us for today's game here at the park.
And you couldn't ask for a more beautiful day for Dog Ball, Ron. We have over 42,000 fans joining us here in the park, and they are ready for Dog Ball action.
Yes, they are, Joy, and you can hear the crowd cheering now as Hinsky comes to the mound with a miniature white poodle for the opening pitch. And behind the plate, catching for Hinsky is John Gurdy, and I might say one of the best dog catchers in the league today, Joy.
Right, Ron.
And back at the mound, Hinsky readies himself as he wipes his brow with the poodle. And coming up to the plate now is Jackson for the opening bat. And Hinsky's ready with the windup. The pitch. High, a little inside. Dog one.
Notice how Hinsky likes to hold the dog by the hind legs, Ron. That gives him better leverage on the pitch and a good curve on that dog. That's a habit he picked up back in his early days pitching schnauzers in Kentucky. And he's looking mighty good with that poodle.
Yes, he is, Joy, and I might say that pitch worked real well for him this season. And Hinsky readies himself. The windup. He throws hard. And the connection. Look at that dog fly. Holy cow. If Jackson DeRock first got it, wait a second, and nobody can catch that poodle. And Bayless chases him out of bounds for a double. And what a double indeed.
A good solid hit for Jackson, Ron.
Yes, it was, Joy. Let's take a look at that play once again in slow motion. And look at that poodle go. Holy cow.
Looks like the umpire's throwing in another dog now. Yes, he's throwing in a chihuahua. And we'll be back with more dog ball action after this word from Doggy King, America's only fast food restaurant for doggies.
Oh no, we're out of dog food again.
Well then, tonight we'll just have to take old Duchess off for dinner. How about Doggy King?
Come on, doggy, let's all sing. Take me out to Doggy King.
Two doggy panties, an order of bones, and a bowl of water to go.
Our poodle couldn't finish all his food. Could we have a doggy day?
Come on, doggies, let's all sing. Take me out to Doggy King.
Now a fast food restaurant for doggies. It's Doggy King, doggy's best friend.
Come on, doggies, let's all sing. Take me out to Doggy King.
Hey, all you coon hunters, speak to them, Pete. Man, just listen, what a jaw on a dog. Well, the dog got running on a Saturday night. The boss man yelling, everything's all right. We're going to catch a coon and we're going to skinner. The preacher man's a-coming for a Sunday dinner. Run, Pete, run as fast as you can. You gotta catch a coon for the preacher man. Run, Pete, run as fast as you can. You gotta catch a coon for the preacher man. To get the broom and scrub the wall, gotta have them clean before the preacher calls. Granny's in the kitchen and rolling the dough. Mama's in the living room and scrubbing the floor. Run, Pete, run as fast as you can. Gotta catch a coon for the preacher man. Run, Pete, run as fast as you can. Gotta catch a coon for the preacher man. Buddy Lee's in a tater patch digging up taters. Lisa Sarah's in the garden pulling off maters. Well, Jimmy's on the back porch shucking the corn, waiting for the preacher man to toot his horn. Run, Pete, run as fast as you can. You gotta catch a tune for the preacher man. Run, Pete, run as fast as you can. You gotta catch a tune for the preacher man. Well, boys, this is fun Sunday. The preacher man's not going to get that finger-licking good chicken. He's going to have him a big coon dinner. Because my number one coon dog, old Pete, has got him treed. Look at him, Raymond, a 25-pounder. Speak to him, big man. Listen, what a jaw and a tuffle. Man, look at that coon, boys. Talk to him, Pete. Speak to him, big man. Look at that big coon, Raymond. Talk.
Old Newton McGraw had the meanest wife you ever saw. She made that poor old Newton toe the line till he knowed he had to find some good excuse to get away now and then or lose his mind. Well, he finally hit upon his big idea. He went out and bought a pack of good coon hounds. Whenever that old woman started getting on his nerves, he'd go out hunting coon all night long. One night somewhere way out in the backwoods, he found the cabin of that lonely Widder Jones. Nudie tried to fight her off best he could. Her sweet perfume just made spaghetti of his bones. Now when Nudie got back home in the morning, his old woman was as hot as she could be. She said, "Ain't that perfume I smell all over you?" He said, "No, dear. It's that new potion I put on the dogs to kill their fleas." Now all Nudie's coonhounds wear perfume, same kind that you'd find on Widder Jones. All Nudie's coonhounds wear perfume. Those fleas laugh so hard they just fall off on the ground. Now old Nudie, he goes a-hunting more and more. Them dogs of his, they're looking mighty poor. They're ashamed to tree a coon wearing all that cheap perfume. But Nudie don't care what they don't catch anymore. Today Nudie's wife passed the Widder Jones at the corner store. One whiff of that perfume about made her sneeze. Didn't take her long to put two and two together. She figured out that Widder Jones must have fleas. All Nudie's coonhounds wear perfume, same kind that you'd find on Widder Jones. There you go. All Nudie's coonhounds wear perfume. Those fleas laugh so hard, they just fall off on the ground. And that's why all Nudie's coonhounds wear Chanel number K9 perfume.
Oh. Thank you. That was a dog of a song.
Killer, he's been a vicious dog ever since the day he was born. He'd be right there, standing guard, watching me making corn. He'd let me know when he was right, I could hear it in his bark. He's putting on his running shoes, just waiting for the dark. Three dogs, two pointers, burning those bridges at night. Red bone on his collar, showcasing his bloodline. He's a tree dog, he's a good hunter, running those ridges at night. Well, late one night out in the barn, I could hear old Killer roar. He was standing on the inside, trying to get out the door. Seems he'd gotten into a fight. He wasn't prepared to die. That old game rooster named Pecky Peck Pecker had one gun and tumbled by. Tree down, not a rooster fighter. Side of steel would make him a doggone. Razor blaze, look at him crowing. He was big and bad, but he ended up for supper. Killer, he's the talk of the woods. Spread his name around. There's tombstones on the mountainside. Old killers, cut them down. Guess someday he'll walk in fame. Go down in history. The meanest, the baddest red bone that this county's ever seen. Tree down, good hunter.
Baby that you think would suit me, turn around and run her down and chase her back to me. Watch dog, watch dog. If you can do what I think you can do for me, I'll give you a home. When I have to leave the house and baby wants to play, don't ever sleep, be sure you keep everyone away. Watch dog, watch dog. If you can do what I think you can do for me, I'll give you a home. You won't have to chase around for rabbits in the cold. All I want from you is just to do what you are told. If a stranger comes around when I'm away from home, just be sure he gets the cure and leaves my chick alone. When my baby kisses me, it knocks me on my heels. When a rabbit slaps you down, you know just how I feel. Watch dog, watch dog. If you can do what I think you can do for me, I'll give you a home. To leave the house and baby wants to play, don't ever sleep, be sure you keep everyone away. Watch dog, watch dog. If you can do what I think you can do for me, I'll give you a home. You won't have to chase around for rabbits in the cold. All I want from you is just to do what you are told. If a stranger comes around when I'm away from home, just be sure he gets the gear and leaves my chick alone. When my baby kisses me, it knocks me on my heels. When a rabbit slaps you down, you know just how I feel. Watch dog, watch dog. If you can do what I think you can do for me, I'll give you a home.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog snooping round my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog snooping round my door. You can wag your tail, ain't gonna feed you no more. Play that thing. was high class, I can see through that. Yes, she told me you was high class, I can see through that. And baby, I know you ain't no real coon cat. You ain't nothing but a hound dog snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, ain't gonna feed you no more. Snorting that old hole. Weeping more. You ain't looking for a man, you're just looking for a home. You ain't nothing but a hound dog snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, I ain't gonna feed you no more.
Is what they call crazy mixed up hound. One ear up, one ear down, one ear down. Well, my big black ass is soft and round. I've got the biggest ass in town. When people are ignoring me, I sit on them till they can't breathe. They make a muffled choking sound. One ear up, one ear down. All right. I take me to the pleasure grounds.
One ear up, one ear down.
Where I can chase my ball around.
One ear up, one ear down.
I run, 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 run. And I run some more until I'm done. One day I'll chase that squirrel down.
With another man, and it cost me 99 on a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend, and so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come.
got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun, and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. As I was headed north to Tennessee, and old Red was headed south, and the warden sang, "Come on, somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red will have you treated for the morning come." Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
My gal and pick a little tune, but Serenade and Lucy don't set well with my hound dog Moon. He's such a loving hound dog, but he's jealous of my gal, 'cause when I serenade my Lucy, Moon just starts to howl while he goes. Love my Lucy and we'd marry up in June, but by Mary Lucy. I can't play no banjo tune, cause moon goes.
Jim Dog, the ornery cuss, he just naturally followed us. As we drive past Sam Johnson's store, a bunch of thugs come out the door. When Jim, he stops to smell a box, they shied at him a bunch of rocks. Every time I come to town, the boys start a-kicking my dog around. It doesn't matter if he is a hound, they gotta quit kicking my dog around. They tied a tin can to his tail and run him past the county jail. And that just naturally makes me sore. And Lemmy cursed and Billy swore. Minnie and Lem Briggs and old Bill Brown, we lost no time at jumping down. And we knocked them thugs right on the ground for knocking my poor dog around. Every time I comes to town, the boys start kicking my dog around. It doesn't matter if it is a hound, they gotta quit kicking my dog around. Folks say a dog can't bear no grudge, but once when I was in my suds, them town thugs tried to do me up, but they didn't reckon on my old Jim Pup. Jim sees his duty there and then, and rips right into those gentlemen, and he sure bust up that townhouse square with rags and meat and hide and hair. Every time I come to town, the boys start kicking my dog. If it is a hound, they gotta quit kicking my dog around.
All right, I think this is a little too solemn for the special occasion we've got today. We're celebrating two things this week on the Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. For one thing, we're celebrating, well, three things, I guess. We're celebrating the fact that Bohemian Rhapsody is in the rearview mirror. Fucking thank God. Oh, my God. And don't make me do another one. I swear to God I will if you make me. All right. We're also celebrating the fact that my adorable little cat Lucy has turned 18 today. I'm getting ahead of myself. She's 18 years old, which is pretty rare for a cat, you know, and she's doing very well. She's you know, definitely more frail than ever. She's down under 6 pounds, but she's still got plenty of spunk, still likes her food. Scarfs it right down and then a lot of times throws it right back up again, but that's the way it goes. Anyway, we're also celebrating Dog Day, because Dog Day is today, August 8th, just like today is Lucy's birthday. So, in the spirit of woofiness, we bring you dog songs. We started with Dog Ball from Stevens and Gridnick, along with their Doggy King commercial. They did a lot of stuff like that, wonderful stuff. Ron Stevens, Joy Gridnick, they're both still out there quite active. Like as if they're like senior citizens or something. Run, Pete, Run was Jimmy Martin, Jim Dime, the Coon Dog song. Larry Joe Cashin, Tree Dog Coon Hunter. For some reason, I have a hard time saying that. I had to practice it. Al Terry after that, Watchdog. Hound Dog was Jack Turner. And that song pretty much mirrors exactly the Homer and Jethro version. Which turns out to have been recorded like within a week or two of this before. The Homer and Jethro one came first, so this might have been a copy of that, but I suspect that somebody at RCA Records, A&R Division, had something to do with that. The dog song was Lewis Mercer, One Ear Up, One Ear Down. I've had that happen. It hurts like hell. Harry Holler and the Hooligans, Blake Shelton, Old Red, John Hyatt, My Dog and Me, and Banjo Lovin' Hound Dog was Johnny Banjo. Big surprise there. And then Ian Whitcomb, Got to Quit Kicking My Dog Around. And then Do the Dog. How many people have done that song? And that was Johnny Kidd and the Pirates. All right, so here's a stick. Go fetch, boy. I'll meet you back here.
Take the dogs out?
Yeah.
Did they both poop?
Yeah.
You know, yesterday I noticed Blackie's poop was soft again.
Oh?
Are you sure Whitey pooped? He was constipated yesterday. You know, he's got that one little tiny 6 square inch area where he'll do it, you know? So I took him there, and then Blackie ran after that other dog, and the leashes got crossed. So I had a cup of coffee in one hand and a leash between my legs and the other leash behind me, and I had asked this guy, you know, hold my coffee. And so, of course, Whitey gets upset and he wouldn't do it.
Mm.
So you said he did it today?
Yeah, he did.
He pooped.
Right.
Well, what did it look like?
What do you mean?
Well, you picked it up, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, what did it look like?
Well, I didn't examine it that closely.
Well, was it loose or was it firm?
Well, I don't remember.
How can you not remember?
Louise?
Yes?
Why do we talk about dog poop all the time?
Yeah, I don't think we talk about it all the time.
Every evening, when we sit down to supper, the conversation focuses on our dog's bowel movements. So.
And so?
Well, we used to talk about books, movies, art. Now it's poop, poop, poop.
If you're tired of being a toilet attendant, maybe it's time you thought about getting a cat. Cats take care of this all by themselves, just like you and I do. Cats, it's the pet preferred by people who have their own lives. Bertha's Kitty Boutique.
Yesterday, my girlfriend, she just flew away. She was a pretty little thing, much like Carmen Electra. So I sat down with this guitar and I started to play, remembering that pretty bird from back in the day. So here is a story, it might one day save your life. Inspired by that pretty bird in my darkest strife. Do you want to be happy? I mean for the rest of your life. Then never make a pretty, pretty woman your wife. So my new girlfriend is ugly as hell. My old girlfriend said that is a measure of just how far I fell. But she never cooked or cleaned or run a washing machine, tuned my guitar strings or threw a press on my jeans. That pretty little thing ain't nothing to me no more. But my new coon dog will come a-running when I wear sail. She'll believe any lie I can spell. So let me keep another girl on the side, but just don't tell. Hell, my new girlfriend's a little ugly, but she treats me well. I brought her home in the back of my banged up Chevy with one headlight. She's a little bit heavy and ain't too bright. Now please don't tell her I say these things, she's liable to bite. No sense of style, no sense of grace. Sometimes she falls from my truck, but she keeps pace. This one knows her place, the backyard it's gonna be. Maybe she smells a little bit and has some fleas and ticks, but when I get home, my face she licks. And that's more than any pretty girl ever did for free. You know she does it for free. And she ain't too concerned about material things. I don't ever need to buy no diamond rings. My new coon dog saves me lots of money. So here is a story, hey, it saved my life, inspired by a dog in my darkest strife. You wanna be happy for the rest of your life? Never make a pretty woman your wife. They don't cook or clean or run a washing machine. You know they fit too much, treat you real mean. Pretty little things ain't nothing to me no more. But my new coon dog will come a-running when I'm with Sam. She'll believe any lie I can spell. She'll let me keep another girl on the side if I just don't tell. Hell, my new girlfriend's a little ugly, but she treats me well. I've been living well.
Ermagerd, it's a perpy derg, and he starts smearing like a perfy lurg. And the puppy's so cute that I'm acting down until a little tiny puddle turned underground. Ermagerd,
Here he comes with the fluffy little head and his little tiny tongue, and he's licking my face like it needs to be clean. He's the cutest little pepper turk I've ever seen. Ermagerd, I'm under attack. He went for the front and he gone to the back, and I put my hands up cause I'm gonna take him down, but the little pepper turk ain't messing around. Ermagerd, where did he hide? I can't see him. Is he still inside? I wonder if he's hiding underneath the couch. There you are, pepper turk, and I got you now. Ermagerd, look at him run. He's so energetic, having so much fun, and he's playing with his toys now. Look at him, girl. What you gonna do next? I don't know. Ermagerd, it's time for food. The little pepper turk makes you look so good, but he ate it all up and just went bad, so the little pepper turk could come back to fight. Ermagerd, he just can't sit. A little pepper turk, he just don't quit. Here we go around the table now, take a different route, but I think I may have won a little pepper turk. Ermagerd, there he goes with his fluffy little tail and his little pretty nose, right back to bed where it all began. Then when he wakes up, we'll do it all again. Pepper turk. Pepper turk. Pepper turk. Pepper turk. Ermagerd a cutty curt.
It was because of her French poodle I knew she was my style. I took a look at her French poodle, and then she started to smile. We began to talk, and after a while, she introduced herself. I said, I'm so happy meeting your child, 'cause I'm a dog lover myself. I took a hold of her French poodle. The pavement started to rock. I held the leash of her French poodle. And by the end of the block, we walked arm in arm. Cupid worked his charm. My dreams were coming true. Yes, we fell in love. I own the poodle too. Myself, I took a hold of her French poodle. The pavement started to rock. I held the leash of her French poodle. And by the end of the block, we walked arm in arm. Cupid worked his charm. My dreams were coming true. Yes, we fell in love. High on the hound dog too.
The skies are charcoal gray. It's a dreary downtown day. But at the end of my 30-foot leash, my little friend, Quiche. Quiche La Poodle is her name. And having a good time on a crummy day is our game. Quiche. Quiche Lorraine.
Thank you.
dog, wiener 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 dog.
On the sixth day, God created man. But earlier that morning, he had another plan. He took some spare parts, some looked kinda weird, and cooked them for a while, and a wiener dog appeared. He had long floppy ears, sausage shaped and brown, stubby little legs and belly dragging on the ground, and nose that's made for smelling where a rabbit might be dwelling, but it won't be there for long when a wiener dog's around. Now some dogs are hairy, and other dogs are small, but there's only one dog shaped like a Heber National. Kielbasic in form, and night they'll keep you warm. Their nature's perfect brat. Yes, the wiener dog is hot. Thin little tail, that's in constant motion. Big brown eyes, that beg for your devotion. Bark so loud, it could disperse a riot crowd. You best not make a sound when a wiener dog's around. Now a wiener dog's a carnivore, which leaves us little doubt that you better watch your back when a wiener dog's about. They fish pork and fowl, and steaks when they can get them. So be careful of your hand when you go to pet them. Wiener dog, wiener dog. Everyone loves a wiener dog. To make a long story short and a short story long, everybody sing the wiener dog song. Wiener dog, wiener dog. Everybody loves a wiener dog. To make a long story short and a short story long, everybody sing the wiener dog song. Some dogs are light, and some dogs weigh a ton, but there's only one dog that fits so neatly on a bun. Stubborn as a mule, you may think you rule, but this I know is true, your wiener dog owns you. Little sharp teeth, that cut through wooden plank, body by Zeppelin, like a ballpark prank. A tongue that's made for licking, in places that'll sicken, but don't be tightly wound when a wiener dog's around. No badger will be found when a wiener dog's around. Before you step, best check the ground when a wiener dog's around. Wiener dog, wiener dog. Everyone loves a wiener dog. To make a long story short and a short story long, everyone sing the wiener dog song. Wiener dog, wiener dog. Everyone loves a wiener dog. To make a long story short and a short story long, everybody sing the wiener dog song. Wiener dog, wiener dog. Everyone wants a wiener dog. To make a long story short and a short story long, everyone sing the wiener dog song.
My belongings destroyed by a lonely beast.
Who was the scoundrel who shredded up my pillow? Who was the hound who beheaded my Elmo? Who was the mutt who was drooling on my shoe? Who was the monster who gave a little chew?
You fool! It was you
who peed and made the house so smelly. It was you, roll over and show me your belly. It was you who got into the kitty treats.
I can see your guilty face, now show me your teeth.
Come here, so I can rub your nose in it. Come here, don't wag your tail, I know you did it. You went through the trash, now I only wish you knew how very disappointed I'm feeling now in you. It was you who peed and made the house so smelly. It was you! Now roll over and show me your belly. It was you who got into the kitty cat treats. I can see your guilty face. Show me your teeth.
Hey, man, it's just a dog.
Yeah, I know, but he does it all the time, and he's not going to learn if I don't. Ah, good boy.
I've never had an owner or a bed. I sit in a cage all night and day. I make boobies. Never been somebody's pet. In a shelter now, I've got owner envy. But this girl has got white teeth, nails done, pretty smelling perfume. Took me from this cage, now I'm gonna get my coke room. So pumped, I'm riding shotgun in the car. And when we walk inside, chew toys, dog bones, dog bed made of fine fleece, stuffed squirrel, roll toy, retractable dog. No need to share, I'm the only dog up in here. Now I'm gonna be spoiled. Treat me like a blue blood. Take me on a nice long walk. Pick the poop from out my butt. Now my name is Unicorn. Right down the road, the only thing they wear is chains and collars. But you can dress me up in clothes, and I'm fine with it. I think it's funny. I'm in the backyard now, no leash, great poops, barking at a raccoon, pee stains, ball from sleep until about noon. You just stay. I'm barfing rainbows in my dreams. And all around me there's dry food, wet food, giant fire hydrants, mummies, vampires. What the hell is that thing? I'm so scared. Wanna wake up from this nightmare. And I'll always be spoiled. Not bad for a stray mutt. I live a life sniffing butts. And I do it just because. Now my life is cooler.
Oh, it's a beautiful day outside. I think I'm going to start mowing the lawn.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Okay, Hank, what's going on?
I'm looking for my dog, Rover. Our dog got out, and I can't find him anywhere. You haven't seen him, have you?
No. If I do, I'll let you know.
Okay, sure, appreciate it. We'll see you later, Dave.
See you later, Hank. Well, there's that Rover now. Rover, get out of here. You can't come on to our mowing the lawn. Get out of here. Rover, get out of here.
I'm looking over my dead dog, Rover, who I hit with a power mower. One leg is missing, the other is gone. The third leg is scattered all over the lawn. No need explaining, the one leg remaining is spinning on the carport floor. I'm looking over my dead dog, Rover, who I overlooked before. I'm looking over my minced dog, Rover, who I hit with a power mower. My dog's not eating, he no longer barks. He hit the propeller and turned into sparks. No need explaining, there's no dog remaining. He's part of the crash, you see. I'm looking over my dead dog, Rover, who I sent to eternity.
Down in the middle by a bundle of hay. Another little doggy came along. Said, let's get together and eat this bone. And why can't we sit on the apple tree? You walk, walk with me. Oh, you walk, talk with me. Well, why don't you hold my hand and tell me how you understand now? Can't you see that you and me would be so happy? Sit on the apple tree. My dog, I love your dog, and your dog, I love my dog, and my dog, I love your dog.
I'm talking about a black dog. I'm talking about a white dog. I'm talking about a coon dog. I'm talking about a rabbit dog.
Hold them dog.
Hold them dog.
Hold them dog. Lord, hold them dog. I love my dog. I'm in a white can be. Sit on the apple tree.
All right. I'd like to, you know, just a little by way of survey here. Has anybody ever named their dog Fido? Hands? Paws? Anything? Yeah, nothing out there. Okay. I didn't think so. Anyway, we started that set from Lady and the Tramp, the movie, the Disney thing. That was the dog pound howl. Conversation about dog poop from Prairie Home Companion and Bertha's Kitty Boutique for persons who care about their cats. Aaron Lowe, the Coon Dog song. And then Corey Williams, the Early Good song. And I know you talk to your doggy just like that because I talk to my cats like that. And if I had a dog, I would talk to him just like that too. All right, get yourself together. That's disgusting. Sam Buter and the Witnesses, the French Poodle, Quiche Lorraine from, of course, the B-52s. The Dachshund song. Nip that one in the bud really quick. And then the Wiener Dog song from Yet Another String Band. The Brunswick Project, no names attached to that, but that was the Guilty Dog song. If you've ever seen any of the Guilty Dog songs, I think the dog's name is Denver. They're just great. I'll see if I can pop some up. There are some videos up there this week, too, so check them out. Where were we? Oh, yeah, Lisa Schwartz parodying Lords Royals, and that was, of course, Spoiled. How many of you spoil your animals? Mm-hmm. Guilty as charged myself. Hank, Stu, Dave, and Hank from the Demento Archives, My Dead Dog Rover. And then the Freedom Singers, I Love Your Dog, I Love My Dog, and I Love My Babies. Especially Lucy. Lucy's 19. Why do I think that? 18. She's 18 today. 18 today. She can vote now. And she can definitely drive, but she needs more lessons. She's not too good at parallel parking. So next week, just to let you know now, we're going to destroy the world. That's right. I've been patient enough with you. It's time to act. So that's what we're going to do next week. Coming up, a couple more. Important things to remember. These are going to be on your final exam when the time comes, so make sure you pay close attention. And I'll see you next week when we will destroy the world, okay? Thank you for listening. Woof! Bye-bye.
Dogs are everywhere, almost everywhere. bullshit is everywhere. There is very little that you will encounter in life that has not been in some ways infused with bullshit. Not all of it bad. Your general day-to-day organic free-range bullshit is often necessary. Or at the very least, innocuous. That kind of bullshit in many ways provides important social contract fertilizer. It keeps people from making each other cry all day. But then there's the more pernicious bullshit. Your premeditated institutional bullshit designed to obscure and distract. Designed by whom? The bullshitocracy. Comes in three basic flavors. One, making bad things sound like good things. Organic, all natural. Because factory-made sugar oatmeal balls doesn't sell. Patriot Act. Because are you scared enough to let me look at all your phone records act? Doesn't sell. So whenever something's been titled Freedom, Family, Fairness, Health, America, take a good long sniff. Chances are it's been manufactured in a facility. It may contain traces of bullshit. Number two. The second way, hiding the bad things under mountains of bullshit. You know, I would love to download Drizzy's latest Meek Mill diss. Everyone promised me that that made sense. But I'm not really interested right now in reading Tolstoy's iTunes agreement. So I'll just click agree, even if it grants Apple prima nocte with my spouse. Here's another one. Simply put, banks shouldn't be able to bet your pension money on red. Bullshitly put, it's, hey, this. Dodd-Frank. Hey, a handful of billionaires can't buy our elections, right? Of course not. They can only pour unlimited anonymous cash into a 501c4 if 50% is devoted to issue education. Otherwise, they'd have to 501c6 it or funnel it openly through a non-campaign coordinating super PAC with a quarter. I think they're asleep now. We can sneak out. And finally, it's the bullshit of infinite possibility. These bullshitters cover their unwillingness to act under the guise of unending inquiry. We can't do anything because we don't yet know everything. We cannot take action on climate change until everyone in the world agrees gay marriage vaccines won't cause our children to marry goats who are going to come for our guns. Until then, I say teach the controversy. Now, the good news is this. Bullshitters have gotten pretty lazy, and their work is easily detected. And looking for it is kind of a pleasant way to pass the time. Like an I spy of bullshit. So I say to you tonight, friends, the best defense against bullshit is vigilance. So if you smell something, say something. We'll be right back.